Let us pray. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant and holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross? Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A wonderful, warm welcome to all of you this Easter morning. A wonderful, warm welcome to those who are up in Dean Willey Hall in our overflow, and to those of you who are watching online. Did never think I would say that part. Happy Easter. You may know this, but there's a lot of really intentional choices and actions that we make here at St. Paul's Cathedral to make our way from Palm Sunday through Holy Week here to Easter Sunday. Let me give you a few examples. So in about January, we placed our order for the palms for Palm Sunday. Yep. Our flower guild began planning and anticipating what each set of flowers would look like. We began thinking about how do we make each worship service not just prayer book correct, because that's the only way. But how do we, when people come, imbue the words of our prayer book with depth and feeling? How do we engage in the senses to bring those words and those prayers and those gifts of Scripture to a deeper meaning for those who have gathered to hear it? Our Wednesday evening tenebrae service, it moves from light to darkness, the slow extinguishing of candles, until we scare, and this is a technical term, the bananas out of everyone with a loud crash of a chair, symbolizing the intensity of Christ triumphant over darkness. Our Monday Thursday service, we begin with a full service with beautiful floral arrangements of festal red. We wear copes, which is, it's like a cape. It's awesome. And we sing these beautiful hymns and we wash feet and we process Christ in the bread and the wine down the center aisle and in front of the pulpit and up here into this altar that we have decorated with our palms from Palm Sunday, tying that triumphant entry of Christ into Jerusalem to that Garden of Gethsemane, where at the conclusion of Monday service, every element of decoration, every element of light, every element of comfort stripped away, bringing into our existence as best as we can that tortured night that Jesus spent in prayer. Not for me, Jesus prayed, but your will be done. On Good Friday, we march through our city. We gather in this space bare as we remember each 14 steps of Christ's passion leading to that moment alone in a tomb. And then last night, we move out of the darkness that has been present since the end of our Maundy Thursday service into a gradual bringing up of light. We started with a fire out in the East Garden, and we lit that Paschal candle, which this time next year will be significantly shorter. Our acolytes will be grateful for that. We lit this candle and we processed it as we have been processing this entire week into this space, dark. And we hear the whole story of God's salvation throughout history, finally concluding with those great triumphant words, "Alleluia, the Lord is risen." And then the lights came on and the bells went wild. And then the bishop and I, we took the new water of baptism, that cleansing gift with the Holy Spirit imbued through it, and we just doused everyone. I might have had too much fun. And we gather here this morning, and I can look out and I can see the intentionality, those unique, specific choices that each and every one of you made to be here this day. How many of you have a new Easter outfit? I don't. I have one outfit for church. How many of you are thinking already about your egg strategy? Where will they be? How will you get there? Where are you going to have to avoid the crowds? How many of you have planned brunches and festive meals and have planned, I have seen even on Facebook, the most beautiful tablescapes to celebrate this Resurrection Day? Yes, making our way through Holy Week and to this day, filled with intentional choices, careful planning, lots of little tiny details that weave together to bring us to the resurrection of Christ. I have been struck by the intentional choices and planning that we heard in Scripture as well. And I couldn't help but think, why? Why did Jesus need to ride on a colt into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday? Why did Jesus choose to wash feet on Maundy Thursday? Why did that guard, on the day that we call Good Friday, seeing that Christ was already dead on the cross, throw a spear to pierce him in the side? Why? Why did the disciples not believe? Why did they abandon the tomb? Why did Mary weep? Why? I don't really have an answer. But ultimately, I decided I don't need one. I only need one answer. We, beloveds, only need one answer. And it's found in three words. He is risen. In our reading from Corinthians, we hear St. Paul talk about the gift that comes from Christ and what he, as a follower of Christ, believing those three words, he is risen, has chosen to stake his life on. That Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised, and that he came to those who did not trust. There is no partiality. For those of you with answers, for those of you with none, for those of you with faith that can ascend the highest of mountains and trek through the lowest of valleys, and for those of you who have none, for those of you who have traveled through Holy Week, and for those of you who today are darkening the threshold of a church for the first time in years, there is no partiality. He is risen. For you, for me, for those who have come before, and for those who will come after. Every intentional action, every deliberate choice, those made for reasons that were known, and for those that were made for reasons unknown. Christ is risen. We do not need to know all of the answers. And we don't need to know the reason behind every choice. From this point forward, with those three words, the invitation is ours to do just as Mary did, knowing that Christ had been risen. She ran and she told all that she could. He's here. He's back for you, for me. May that be the intentional action of each of us, having gathered on this day, having heard those powerful words of Christ's victory over death. May we choose to run and share the good news of Christ Jesus. He is risen. Amen.